بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
For his beloved, it's the lover who goes to his beloved, And that's why you see all the prophets were lovers of Allah. They loved Allah. Allah was the focus and focal point of their love. But when we look at Muhammad, he is the focal point of the love of Allah. Lord, I just want to give this introduction to the theme of this conference. And so many ulama are going to come and they are going to teach and expound and give meaning to what I'm saying. But when we look at it, we see that Allah has given this privilege to the Prophet, this love to the Prophet, this honor to the Prophet. Because you see, that's why I'm saying, Alhamdulillah, all praises for Allah. And when people listen to that and you say that you want to praise the Prophet in these 2 days, they say, well, no, all praise is for Allah. They don't understand what Alhamdulillah means. Let me take some time to explain Alhamdulillah. Give me 3 minutes. And inshallah, if we understand it, it's going to be helpful for us when we read and say Alhamdulillah in our prayers, right? Let's see what it means. You see, Alhamdulillah is an equation. Allah is giving an equation. He says, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah is an equation. He says, all praise is for Allah. Now that equation, here, Allah is the X, what we need to define. Right? Are you following me? I want to take you step by step so you understand this one point so that we see why the Prophet is named such. Right? When we look at this, all praise is for Allah. So now, who is Allah? That will open up the equation. Can we define Allah? What is the definition of Allah? You worship Allah, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Every day you say Alhamdulillah, right? Can we define who is Allah? What is Allah? And first, let me give you the definition of Allah. Very simply, let me give you the definition of Allah without going any further. Allah is that being who has every perfection and no imperfection. This is the definition of Allah. That being that has every kamal and there is no imperfection. It's that being. So, in other words, if that's the definition of Allah, let me now put this together. Alhamdulillah means all perfection is equal to all virtues. All perfection. All praise is equal to all perfection. So all praise is for all perfection. In other words, Allah gives this equation to say that praise is only worthy when you see perfection. So in other words, if someone has one perfection, one virtue, he deserves one praise. If someone has two virtues, you give two praise. If he has three virtues, you give three praises. If he has all the virtues, then you give him all the praises. That's why he says, all praise is for Allah. So now, this praise, when we say Allah, all praise is for you, if all the praise is for you because we have all the virtues, then now, who is praising you? You are Mahmood. Who's praising you? Who's praising Allah, my friends? We? The world? The universe? The whole universe is praising Allah. But Allah is saying that, listen, just look at this. The whole universe is praising Allah. Is that more important, has more weight? Or is Allah's praise more weightier? Which has more weight? If Allah praises someone, or if the whole universe praises someone? The whole universe can praise someone. But now when we look at Allah, Allah is saying that the one I praise is called Muhammad. My friend, the reason he's named Muhammad the praiseful, is it your praise that's making him Muhammad? No, it is Allah's praise that's making him. That's the reality. So now when we know of this, tell me, this life that you have, and I mean real life, not your walking and your eating, real life, where did you get life from? Where did he get this life from? That you are alive. This life is through the speech of Muhammad. This life is through the call of Muhammad. That's what Allah, He says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who believe, call me and answer the call of the Prophet who calls you to that which gives you life. In other words, the life that we have, this spiritual life, is the result of the invitation of Muhammad Mustafa. This life we have. Now my friends, if you see someone dying, you want to see him die or do you want to give him life? If you see someone dying, you want to see him die or you want to give him life? You want to give him life? Let's decide this. What kind of personality and character do you have? Do you want to give someone life or you want to give them death? Life or death? Are you certain? Again, life or death? Stronger, life or death? Pretty good. My friends, if the Prophet is the means of spiritual life, then we are here in this weekend making this conference and having this conference so that we can invite the world so that they can also get life the way we have it. And hence the theme of this conference is the Prophet. Is the Prophet. My friends, take advantage of this. We are going to introduce some of the speakers who will be here so that they can that you can interact with them. Usually what happens is that we have, like for example, all the speakers, speak on the last day of Sunday, and no one knows them until Sunday. And when they speak, that's it, you're going home. So you're like, hey, I want to know that guy, I want to know him, I want to ask him a question. You can't meet him, right? So that's the reason we're having this session, so we can introduce them to you so that you can take advantage of their presence here. You can take advantage of their presence here. We have amongst us, obviously, many ulama, many of these scholars who are here and guests who are here who you can share and ask them questions and be amongst them. Just one hadith I will tell you from Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Paraphrasing it, he said that if a scholar of Islam, if an alim of Islam walks through a city, Allah blesses that city for 40 days.